All right, Attorney Karen Conti joins the show as we hear that the president has not conceded and he is mounting a number of legal challenges. And I thought, no better than Karen Conti to be able to help us understand what's out there, what lawsuits have already been filed, maybe which ones and what the status is of all of them. Karen, how the heck are you?
I'm doing fine, and I'm not sure I can even
keep track of them.
I'll try my best.
Well, I mean, your best is better than anybody's, and I just feel like, you know, there is a lot of noise, and there is sort of a lot of kind of you do hear folks in the Republican Party just say, hey, he deserves this opportunity to challenge and have his days in court, and that should be respected. And so I just wonder what we know of so far that's actually been filed or what evidence has been put forward.
And, you know, just a note to what you just said. I agree that there, you know, if he's taking legitimate steps in the court process and he really has legitimate claims, that's fine. I guess I just hope that when all of this clears and the courts have all ruled, and let's just say that Biden is still our presumptive president here, I hope that those court opinions are going to be respected and we're going to move on. But that's my concern, is that no matter what the courts do, this is not going to be accepted. That said, the challenges that I've seen are all over the board. There have been literally hearsay in some cases where the challenge says something like, somebody said to somebody else that they saw ballots that were being thrown away or not being counted. Another challenge is that the Republican people were not allowed to watch the counting of the ballots. They didn't get to get close enough. And some of the challenges are it shouldn't have extended past the day of election so that any ballots that were received afterwards should not have been counted. So there's a bunch of different claims. Some of them have no factual basis, meaning there's no specific person who they can say saw something that was untoward, that was wrong, that was fraudulent, which is required when you have a case like this. So I think all of these decisions are going to be handled separately by all these different states, and my guess is that given the fact that there has not been a lot of traction in these cases, they're probably all going to be resolved, or most of them resolved in favor of Biden.
The one that got the most traction over the weekend, at least in terms of the talk shows, and mostly Fox News, was the attorney, the former federal prosecutor, was talking about the software glitch that we know of in one Michigan county, and I think that was corrected, and it seemed the system worked in that county, Antrim County, I believe it's called. But then they're sort of making this allegation that was more widespread. Again, I haven't seen the evidence that has happened. I wonder if that is something you think is something that could move forward. They're saying they need the time to prove it.
Well, and again, some of these things, you have to go back to the state laws. And interestingly, even in federal elections, the states have the authority to pass their own laws and their own rules about how you get on the ballot, how you access, how you register to vote, and how ballots are counted and tabulated. So you have to look at the law first in each of these jurisdictions to say, did they follow their own laws? Did they follow their own rules? Now, glitches are going to happen, and they have happened over the past, 100 years. There have always been issues with maybe the polls opening later because of glitches, because people, human errors, mechanical errors. So those things are kind of accounted for in the law. So the question is, did they violate their own law? And number two, would that make a difference in the outcome?
And that's the thing. And so a lot of folks say, will this make its way all the way to the Supreme Court, as you saw with Bush versus Gore, the hanging chads thing in that Florida county? What would it take for it to get there, Karen?
Supreme Court only takes cases it wants to take, meaning the Supreme Court doesn't have to take a case. And contrary to what I've been hearing, like, I'm going to bring this to the Supreme Court, it has to go through the procedures. It has to go through the state appellate courts, and then it has to be given to the Supreme Court as a question. Will you take this case? So far, they've taken several of these cases. Two of them they've rejected. And one of them, they basically said, I believe it's one in Pennsylvania, where the Supreme Court said, listen, we're not going to decide anything now, but you just take the votes, the ballots that came in after a certain day, and call them together in case we, rule on this. And the Supreme Court, they have in the past, and I actually was involved in this many, many years ago, in a ballot access case, the Supreme Court took the case after the election was over, and a year later they ruled on it, meaning their outcome really wasn't determinative of the election. They took it almost on an academic basis to say, yes, this was constitutional or it wasn't. So Supreme Court, you know, works at its own pace. It's not going to jump in here and start making rulings on these kinds of things.
Well, that's interesting, because then what you're saying is, if it really, it would have to, for them to expedite it, or for the Supreme Court to have to really push this through, it would have to make a meaningful difference, make the difference in the election. But they could potentially pick up some of this and try to clarify things for future elections.
That's exactly right, because the Supreme Court, of course, you know, sets precedent, and rightly so. And they're only going to really dig into some of these cases if they have a real issue, a constitutional issue. You know, does not, you know, counting military ballots that come in 3 days later, does that deprive people of their constitutional right? Does not having people watch the counting of the votes, does that deprive people of a fair election? Those are the kinds of constitutional issues that the Supreme Court could weigh in on. But again, like I said, it could be much later set a precedent for the next election.
So many different states, so many different legal challenges that we're hearing about. It's expensive to do this kind of stuff, right? You need teams and teams of lawyers, don't you? I mean, who pays for this? Is there enough campaign money, or how does that work legally?
Well, right. The campaign is paying for some of it. There are separate organizations that are paying for it. It would be illegal for the government to pay for it. The Republican National Party is paying for it. But you have to remember that every time there's an appeal filed by the Trump campaign, somebody in the state has to defend it. And when that means the state has to defend it, which means the taxpayers are paying for all these lawyers to defend these lawsuits. And they're doing it on an expedited basis, which means that they're jumping on these cases. They want to resolve them. And my guess is that, all told, and we'll get a tabulation at some point, it's going to cost taxpayers millions of dollars to defend these cases.
Wow, that's interesting. I hadn't even thought of that. And I guess there are automatic recounts, though, in some states. Is Georgia, didn't that meet the threshold? Maybe there are two different ones. I can't remember. But those are automatically triggered if the vote total is within
that's
a certain
right.
percentage, right?
That's right. Of these things don't need a court filing in order to ask for the recount. And again, it just seems like you have to really kind of understand the laws of all these different states, and it would be nice in some ways that we had some sort of kind of a global state, some sort of national rule and law about how these elections are conducted, because it just seems like it's piecemeal, and it causes people to lack confidence in the outcome, which I don't think they should do, but it just appears to be confusing to people.
That was the other thing I was going to ask you about, just the other sorts of reasons you might take these late legal challenges up. I mean, other than the pure way of just saying, hey, we want to improve elections for the future and see if there's a way to do that, the AP spoke with some senior Trump officials, officials within President Trump's administration, who did not give their name. They spoke anonymously. So make of that what you will. But they basically said that he's using this to sort of drum up to the voters this sort of feeling that he's fighting for them, and that there is a problem with voting. I don't know. You know, I mean, there are lots of reasons why people might file lawsuits.
Well, and you're right, and I'm not sure that we should speculate or can't speculate, but I always look at it as a pool game. You know, right? You want to get the hole in the pocket. That's your goal. You want to win. But if you're not going to win, you want to set the board up for the next shot and for the next, for the rest of the game. And so perhaps Donald Trump, if he has ideas about moving on and having a reality show or running for some other office, or what about his children running for office in 4 years? Maybe that's going to be the mantra. This election was stolen from the first Trump, give it to the second Trump. Mm-hmm. So he's got some possible motives here. If he has a motive, if it's not just anger and chaos, it might just be that he has a reason to do this.
But gosh, the legal world has gotten so, I mean, there are just so many serious consequential issues that we talk about. Remember back in the day, Karen, when you and I used to talk about whether or not parents should be able to buy their kids way into college? Remember that whole thing? The whole Lori Loughlin thing? I mean, that was like what we got to talk about.
Seems kind of innocuous now.
Yeah, it does. It just seems like, yeah, okay, that was it was almost fun in comparison, but this is where we are.
Big picture, Anna, I really do think, and I want to say this, and again, it's just my opinion, but I think that the states and the people who do these elections and are election judges and the counters, these people take their jobs very seriously, and they count every ballot they possibly can. They strain to do a good job, and I think we should have really good confidence in these procedures, and I don't think that despite all this chaos, that we should start saying this is a stolen election and this is, you know, this is a democracy not working. That's right. Not the case, in my opinion.
I hear you there, Karen. Thank you. Thanks for that. Have a good afternoon. Be well, okay?
You too.